Hey Cam, how are you?
Hey guys, doing good. How you doing?
Good. We'll start with Tony. Go ahead.
Hi Cam, how's it going?
Hey Tony.
I'm sure you knew coming in with the long layoff that it was going to take you a few games, to sort of get your feet wet and sort of, get the pace where you want it to be. But what can you say about your performance tonight? It seemed like you really looked comfortable with the puck.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, took me a little bit, but game by game, I feel like I've just been getting better and getting a little bit more comfortable on the ice, and that's, off the ice too with the guys. I think that plays a big part with it. But yeah, tonight I felt good. I felt, like mid-season, and it was nice to get on the board there.
Coach talked about how many chances you guys had last game on the power play, but weren't able to convert on some of those backdoor plays. Can you talk about how the power play was able to convert tonight? Maybe a little unorthodox. You had the breakout stretch pass and the tip in front.
Yeah, I mean the first one, we were in their zone a long time. They were tired, and we knew that. And I got a pass from Cal, and I had a pretty open lane, and so I just took the shot. And I think Tice took that goal for me. But just getting pucks on net was big for us. And the second one, we drew that play up before the game, and then we, it was actually the first time we've done it this year, but. They weren't expecting that, and took advantage of, they weren't really ready for it. So
Say Tyson might have stolen that one for you, but he definitely set you up for years there. I guess that was sort of a set play, but did you just know that he was going to feed the puck to you? Is that sort of you kind of just snuck behind the D there?
we practiced that in practice once, and their PK is a little bit different than the other two teams that we play. And their back line is so far up, they weren't expecting it, and we were able to take advantage of it.
That's all I had. Thanks.
Frank, you have a question?
Yeah, Cam, hope you're doing well tonight. So just coming into the pace of the American League, obviously your experience in the World Juniors kind of helped you out leading Team USA. How did your wearing the C at the World Junior Tournament help you adapt to the pace of the professional game?
I mean, I don't think it kind of like correlates, but I think just wearing the C, like you, for me, it was a position that I really hadn't been in before. And like since, last time I wore a C, it was probably like squirts. So, it was a situation that I wasn't really used to, but I think just like making sure that like I'm really close with all the guys was really important. And, I feel like here, getting really close to the guys and, being comfortable with them off the ice helped me on the ice. So I guess that's probably the biggest thing for me. When you wear the C, you need to make sure your group's in order and everyone's, on the right page, and just trying to do that here. So
And that's really important when you're talking about the synergy on and off the ice. How has that helped you this season become more comfortable?
what'd you say? Sorry.
The synergy.
So what does that mean? Sorry.
Like the working together as a group.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's everything, like chemistry, kind of what Tony said at the start, like game by game, I've been trying to learn my teammates and see what, types of plays that they make, and just trying to read off them, because this team's a lot different than my Michigan team. So just trying to learn their habits. And tonight was a perfect example of that. I felt like I was on the same page with everybody. So.
Yeah, that's all I had for tonight. Thank you so much.
Patrick, go ahead.
Yes, Cam, in college, one of the big attributes, any scout would tell you about your game was your ability to move the puck out, your ability to kind of escape out of dangerous situations. How much more of an adjustment has that been for you at this level with the faster pace and more experienced opponents?
Yeah, I mean, in college, you got some pretty big guys, but here it's like, you got the next level of big, and these guys can really skate and they have hockey IQ, and it's difficult sometimes, as a D-man going back to retrieve pucks. But like I said earlier, just game by game trying to adapt, and I feel like I've done a pretty good job of that. And, you know, my D partners have always been really good too, helping me out here. So they make the game easy for me.
And then from a Hockey IQ, Hockey Sense kind of standpoint, how much of an adjustment has that taken you coming up to this level from college, where things are a little bit slower for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit different, but not much. I mean, college is, you know, elite, and you know, here guys can make plays and are so good. And I mean, it's been an adjustment, but I don't think it's really been like oh my gosh, you know, like completely different. So,
thank you.
Amy, you have a question? Go ahead.
I do. Thanks. Hi, Cam. You talked a couple of times. You mentioned the fact that helping, you know, get to know the guys off the ice and get comfortable with the guys off the ice is also helping that chemistry on the ice as well. So can you describe a little bit, you know, what's it been like coming into this locker room? What is the chemistry like between this team and how much they've welcomed you into it?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, anytime that a new guy comes to a team, you know, I'm thinking about like I'm in their shoes, and it's just kind of a weird situation, you know, seeing a new guy come in. And they've done a great job with me, and you know, I felt like a part of the team from day one. And you know, just off the ice, hanging out with the guys and going to the older guys' houses, playing with their kids, stuff like that, you know, it's a lot different than college. But you know, it's helped a lot, you know, for me on the ice, just trying to get adjusted and used to my new surroundings.
Excellent. That's all I had. Thank you.
Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Cam, I'm going to take you backwards to the breakaway goal, because I just love that play. You know, so here you are, tie game. You got a power play coming up. You worked on this, you know, almost trick play, almost kind of.
Yeah.
And you're talking with Tyson and saying, hey, you want to give it a shot. How much is your heart pumping there when you're going to do something like that in a tie game in the third period?
Yeah, I mean, we practice it in our practice before we play these guys, and it was something that we weren't sure that we were going to throw at them, but, you know, it was just the right time, right place, and they weren't expecting it, and it was a nice pass by Tyson, and we were able to capitalize and go up 4-3, so it was a big goal for our group.
You know, I see you dropping it. I don't even know if you'd gotten to the blue line when you dropped it. I'm kind of looking at this going, that's kind of early to drop. I mean, maybe it doesn't see anything there. And then I don't know if you really were taken off full flight to start. Were you kind of waiting before you made your burst to maybe, you know, make sure that they weren't going to catch on?
Yeah, it was a timing thing. You know, we did in practice, like I said, and you know, you got to wait. Tyson's got to wait for me to get in my lane. And, you know, we were able to capitalize, but something that we wouldn't do every time, but just to kind of throw something different at them and kind of catch them off guard. So
it was wild. I'm going to go even further back. Tell me about your background and growing up playing roller hockey in Southern California. I mean, this is not your typical, you know, grew up in Canada or in Minnesota and was, you know, born to be a hockey player. In some ways, it almost came to you almost by accident, I think is fair to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, I was a roller kid my whole life until the roller rink that I was at, they closed down, and pretty much my only option was either ice hockey or try like football or baseball. And I wanted to stick with hockey, and I did, and it was the best decision I've ever made. But definitely a different background from, you know, most of these Canadians and weirdos, but you know, it's been a blast. It's been a crazy journey, and you know, I'm happy to be here. So
weirdos is accurate. That's fair. When did you switch to ice hockey, and how hard was it for you to, you know, learn ice skating after doing the roller skating stuff? How old were you?
I think I was around 10 when I switched from roller to ice. And roller is a completely different game. Like, there's, you know, it's all about possession. And I mean, ice hockey is about that too, but it's just different. There's no offsides, and you know, it's just, you're not thinking the same as when you're on the ice. So, I mean, I feel like I use some of my roller hockey skills in ice, But, you know, just my thought process is a little bit different out there. So
when you're coming from Southern California and with your background and you're going to, you know, to high school hockey and then the U.S. national team and all that, do you feel like you're kind of the guy that doesn't belong? You're the Southern California guy with all these, you know, New Englanders and Minnesota and Wisconsin and North Dakota guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit different, but I mean, you got guys from Russia, Czech Republic, like, you got guys from all over. So like I said earlier, the guys have been great in accepting me and bringing me in, and it's been a blast here so far, and I'm excited for what's to come.
Can we safely assume that you're part of this kind of wave of probably many more California hockey players to come? It's kind of booming there, isn't it?
Yeah, they've done a great job of, you know, building rinks and giving the kids resources to be great and be able to do what I've done. So I'm excited to see what happens here with the next generation. And, you know, 100% you're going to start to see a lot more California kids, you know, in the NHL.
I mean, you got Austin Matthews down there in the Southwest too. I mean, yeah, we're getting a lot of guys. Cam York, congratulations again. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Cam, we have no other questions for you tonight. Thank you very much for your time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everybody, and we'll get this out to you as soon as